Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Blessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off-balance Sherman, banks it right in front, got it to go. Good play by Sherman, he went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry, dribble drive, running one-hander, banked it in, nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work, driving down the left side of the lane, dipsy do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow, a terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevi. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out to the bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County,
hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Troy High School, where the Jackson Center Tigers get set to take on Cincinnati Christian in our second girls D4 district championship game of the day. First game won by Rushi, 42-28 over Covington, alongside Raiders head coach Andy Timmerman. Great job defensively, coach, especially in that second half, holding Covington without a field goal.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, the girls, they really sat down and decided they want to put a little more effort than they did in the first half and really sit down, defend, keep Sammy in front of us, which is what we did, force her to make some more jumpers, and she didn't. Luckily, she didn't hit those shots, and then when she knocked it off to somebody else, we did a good job of recovering back and putting pressure on those other players.
Covington Lady Buccaneers had 21 points at the half, led by two, 21-19. They finished with 28, seven free throws. That's all Covington could muster in the final two quarters of play. Strategically, in terms of X's and O's, what did you do defensively for your girls in the second half?
Just switched it up a little bit, ran something a little bit differently on them, and I think that frustrated them a little bit, slowed them down a little bit. Sammy couldn't get in the paint near as much as she did in the first half. So I think just keep, the biggest thing was just keeping Sammy in front of us and having more help side and recovering back to their other shooters a little bit better. I think we just sat down and did a much better job in the second half.
Head coach Andy Timmerman of the Rushi girls, who won a district title. Second one in 3 years, in fact, for Rushi, having won a sectional in district a couple years ago. Comment on the free throw shooting. It is marvelous, game in, game out. It's the best in girls basketball in the region, Division 1, 2, 3, and 4, all of them included. How much time do you spend on it? What is the reason for such success at the charity stripe for the Rushi girls? Everybody 68% and on up.
It just comes down to mentally just sitting there, knocking them down, getting in the routine. I mean, we practice them probably no more than any other team in the state, but just they just sit, focus. They really work at it. They focus on when we're there. Sometimes they can just, it's a relaxing time maybe for some, but they really just take focus on that and really get in that routine, and they just knock them in. It's good.
A fine game for Tiffany Hatcher offensively. She took the heat off your other players, namely Larissa Poling and Maria Heron, who were guarded so closely today. A real tribute to your team. When Larissa and Maria aren't getting the touches they want, you still win by 14 in a district title game.
Yeah, that 14, that doesn't indicate how close that game was the whole time. Tiffany stepped up, and that's what we've done all year. They take away somebody. Maria's not hitting. Or she's getting guarded closely, not getting the shots that we want. Somebody else like Tiffany. I mean, I can go on and on. Whitney and Jenna, all of them, all the other four players that typically play, one of them always steps up, nine in and nine out.
Head coach Andy Timmerman, Rushi girls, who beat Covington 42-28 for a district championship game here today. Big victory as a throng from Rushi celebrated the championship here in the district. Huge crowd. Got to ask you a question. What are you going to be? What will you be doing tonight? By the way.
Oh, we got games all day. Got two games here, and then head up north, see who we're going to play next Thursday.
Minster, Upper Soda Valley.
Yep, they play tonight at 7 o'clock. So we heading up to after these three games, we heading up to Walpaw to watch that.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. You played Minster very tough in the regular season, led by 1 point with a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter.
Yes, we did. They're a very tough team, and so is USV. So that'll be a nice little battle up there. We'll see who comes out with the win.
Yep. Look forward to seeing you next Thursday at 8 in a regional semifinal at Vidalia Butler.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me on.
Head coach Andy Timmerman, Rushi girls. Tremendous coaching job today by the first-year mentor of the girls program at Rushi. Rushi down 2 at the half, outscored Covington by 16 in the final two quarters of play. Jackson Center, Cincinnati Christian upcoming, opening tip here in just a couple of minutes, Chuck. Jackson Center Tigers 20-4 on the year. Victors in 12 of their last 13. Jackson Center is that hot. The only setback in that stretch, a 12-pointer to Versailles. Head coach Jeff Reese in his first year of the Tigers leading the way. He's done a very good job. Jackson Center getting better and better and better. It's a team very deep, strength off the bench. The opponent, Cincinnati Christian. It's a club which is Division IV, was a year ago as well, but the 4 years prior, Division III, they have continued to play Division III schedule, 11-14 on the year, pulling off an upset in the sectional championship. That 11-14 mark, somewhat deceiving.
Well, I mean, when you play competition that's up above, you know, it makes you better. You don't necessarily get that great record that you might be shooting for,
right?
But it makes you really good at tournament time.
Jackson Center Tigers, a little unlike Rushi in that Jackson Center's not nearly as lean. In fact, Jackson Center goes deep down on Jeff Reese's sideline.
Right. Yeah, they've got four girls that come off the bench, and in the last game it was Cameron Haney that came off there and did an outstanding job. Vanessa Winter, and then Alicia Kessler, who's normally a starter. I don't know if she'll start tonight. It doesn't look like she is, but she will definitely get time real early in the game.
Jackson Center Tigers, 20 victories in 24 games. Winners in 12 of 13, as I noted, defeating Riverside 50-30 in the sectional tournament, Fairlawn 62-15, Mississinewa Valley 65-22, and had to earn a 13-point win over Troy Christian 41-28 in the sectional title game. That contest really was closer than the final score. Cincinnati Christian, as we noted, has lost 14, but plays in a league, the Miami Valley Conference, the Scarlet Division, and it's predominantly D3, Cincinnati Country Day, Summit Country Day, North College Hill, just to name a few. So it's a club that does play stiff competition. It prides itself in outstanding defense. Leading scorer is a 5 foot, 11 inch freshman by the name of Lyric Harris. L-Y-R-I-C is how the first name is spelled. Leading scorer, 10 points a game, according to head coach Paul Owens in his sixth year. He's a Fairfield High School grad. And he said to me just a few minutes ago, we're not especially ramped up for this game. We've been challenged every time we played this year. We've only won 11 of 25 of the 14 losses. We've only been knocked out in the first half two or three times. We've been within 6 or 8 points in virtually every game with 3 or 4 minutes to go. So he's confident his club can get the job done today here against Jackson Center.
Well, I mean, you need to have confidence at this point in the season. And, I kind of like what he's saying there, that, we don't fear anybody. We've played a really tough schedule, and this is just one more game on here. But at this point, you get 14 losses. When you get that 15th loss, you're done. So it puts a little more pressure on there than he might be admitting.
This game may boil down, Chuck, to who growls the loudest, the Tigers against the Cougars.
My money's on Tigers if we're talking in the...
Well, if you just joined us, Rushi victorious in game one, winning a district title over Covington by 14, 42-28, a club that Rushi beat in the regular season by 12. Starting lineups are being introduced for the Jackson Center Tigers. Kennedy Reese, 5'5", a junior at guard, with Cameron Elkert, a 5'3" senior. Along the front line, Kristen Ware gets the starting nod, a 5'11" senior. Olivia Clark, 6'2" junior. And Cassie Meyer, a 5'8" senior. Interestingly, Chuck, Jackson Center Tigers really don't have a double-digit score per game on the year. Cassie Meyer is at right around 8.8. They spread the points around each game among 7, 8, 9 young ladies. Nobody out there offensively can you key on. Cameron Elkert, if you ignore her, she'll line it up from three-point land, 17 points in the first quarter in a sectional game. And Olivia Clark has gotten better and better down on the inside. And you mentioned the young ladies off the bench.
Well, yeah, they got just a bunch. They got 4 or 5 more girls that are going to play almost like starters. So that's going to be their advantage.
And Kennedy Reese is an outstanding guard demon defensively. And she gets the opening tap to start the game. Kennedy's got the ball out high. As we mentioned, Lyric Harris, 5'11 freshman, is in the opening five for Cincinnati Christian. In fact, she is guarding Kristen Ware at the elbow on the right at the moment. Now to Reese, to Elkert, as Cincinnati Christian packs its defense down in below the foul line. Here's Ware, 17 feet away. Checked closely by the defender, Harris. Hannah Randall, a 5'3 junior guard. Tori Binden is a 5'6 freshman guard. Here's a bad pass and a steal by Cincinnati Christian.
That was unfortunately a shot.
Was that a shot, actually?
Yes, and that was a little out of Clark's range.
Okay, if you want to mark that down as 0 for 1 from the floor for the Tigers, you can do it. A minute gone, Cincinnati Christian's first possession. Grace Edmonston is a 5'11 junior. Allie Statcher, a 5'9 senior. It is a lengthy team, and Jackson Center may wind up doing a little pressing before the afternoon's over. Cincinnati Christian has the ball in the left corner. It's Statcher. Statcher dribbling across the lane, and she lost it into the hands of Kennedy Reese. She spurts down the floor for Jackson Center. Misfires. Rebound Cassie Meyer. On the arc to Cameron Elkert. Long triple, little short. Rebound, though, by Ware. Right back out to Cameron. Right corner, Ware. Long jumper, 17-footer in front of the three-point line, short. Cassie Meyer recovers. Therese down the lane, off balance. Missed it, but a foul, and she's got two. Now, Chuck, if the possession here by Jackson Center is any indication, the Tigers will own the boards getting long rebounds and shagging down loose balls here today.
Well, so far they look like there might be a step quicker, but we'll have to see. I mean, it's pretty early.
But this is an extremely lengthy Cincinnati Christian girls team. As I mentioned, Lyric Harris, a 5'11 freshman. Edmonston, a 5'11 junior. Statzer is 5'9". First free throw, Kennedy Reese, good. Second shot, dead center as well. Fine beginning at the free throw line for Jackson Center, which takes up where Rushi left off in game one. 2-0 in favor of Jackson Center, 6:15 to go first quarter. Deep left corner, Edmonston's got the ball. On the dribble, pulls up, guarded by Clark. Edmonston fires, a 12-footer off balance, no good. Guard Cameron Elkert snares the rebound for Jackson Center. She bolts down the floor to Reese. Into the top of the key, Ware outside the arc on the right. Pulls up at the foul line. Jackson Center Tigers advanced all the way to the state Final Four last year. Marvelous season in basketball, sectional, district, regional titles. 2 Division IV volleyball championships, back-to-back seasons. And these young ladies on the hardwood played in the volleyball squad. Here's a nice weave. Reese to Elkert behind the foul line. Fadeaway 17-footer is right on target.
Yeah, nice setup that time. Cameron had all kinds of room to shoot it.
And that shot for Cameron Elkert, Chuck, not long distance like she puts it up normally. Wasn't a layup, but much shorter than she shoots normally. Here's an off-balance drive by Edmonston down the lane for Cincinnati Christian. Short, no good, defended well by the Tigers, who bring it down the floor. Meyer to Elkert, 25 feet away on the left. Coming out to catch is Ware. Hand off to Olivia Clark. Cross court, Elkert behind a screen. Three ball, it's going to be short. It is. Tie up beneath the basket. Ball didn't catch iron. Tug of war, a white shirt, a black shirt. Cincinnati Christian possession. 4:54 to go in the first. You can tell the Cougars somewhat challenged offensively, at least so far. Leading scorer on the year, Chuck, only 10 points per game.
Yeah, and she's outside handling the basketball.
And she sure is. 5'11 freshman Lyric Harris plays on the perimeter mostly.
Well, with her hair up like that, I think she's about 6'4".
Exactly. And she's got the ball now 25 feet away. Kennedy Reese guards her. That's Mutt and Jeff. Into the lane she goes, off balance, awkward, way short of the mark. Outstanding defense as Jackson Center spied on her. Loose ball rebound to Meyer, up the floor to Reese. Reese 25 feet away. 4:18 to go first quarter. Covington didn't get a field goal in the entire second half against Rushi earlier today. Cincinnati Christian without a point in the first 4 minutes in game two. Here's Clark on a drive, off balance in the lane. Oh, a dipsy do move. Olivia Clark on the finish.
That was nice.
Oh, that was beautifully done. 6-0 Jackson Center. 3:50 left to go in the first quarter. Harris on the arc. Right corner pass to Randall.
Dribble on
Olivia. Yep. She surely did double dribble. As Cassie Meyer defended her, it was not called. And then Randall goes baseline for Cincinnati Christian. She spilled. Blocking foul on the Tigers. How in the world that double dribble violation was missed, I'll never know.
And she knew it because she kind of stood there for a second and went, oh, I guess they're not going to call it.
Here's the ball lobbed into the lane to Edmonston, and she banks in a 7-footer. 5'11 junior, Grace Edmonston hits, and that's the Cougars' first bucket. 6-2 Jackson Center. 3.5 to go first quarter. I'm not sure sometimes how we in our perch way up here, 20th row, high above the Troy floor, can see those double dribbles when down on the court the referees can't. As Cameron Elkert tries to
a three.
Yes, she sure does. She drills a long one, 2 field goals for her. There's another walk by Cincinnati Christian. Lyric Harris way out of control, not called, missed it badly. Rebound Tigers. Up the floor, Meyer, baseline right. Wraparound pass, got away from Clark. It's on the deck. What's been ruled by the referee?
Well, I think they're going to call a foul on Jackson. I'm not real sure about that.
Looked like a 50-50 ball on the deck, but Kristen Ware has whistled for it.
Wow, that's a strange call.
9-2 in favor of Jackson Center. 5 minutes played, first quarter. Lyric Harris, midcourt. Reese checks her. Lyric picks up her dribble, goes to Edmonston. Left flank to Statzer against Cassie Meyer. Cassie Meyer reaches in, flicks the ball, but is called for a hook. And that is foul number three on the Tigers. 9-2, Jackson Center leads. 2:45 left in the first. The Cincinnati Christian team is D4, played only four games against Division IV foes. And here is a travel violation called on Edmonston, who took the inbounds pass top of the key, made a whirling move below the foul stripe. Don't think that travel was nearly as violent as a couple earlier.
Yeah.
Still might have been, though. Am I being too harsh on the officiating?
Tanner Dyer, he's down there doing the observing. I gave him a thumbs down on that one call.
Longtime high school basketball referee Denny Dyer evaluating up top along with us. 9-2, Jackson Center, cross-court pass Elkert. Good drive, baseline. Flings one up toward the rim. She got into traffic, shot it off the side of the board. Rebound down to Harris of Cincinnati Christian. Outlet pass to a receiver down the floor. Edmonston caught it on the go. Couldn't get stopped and walked. 2:14 remaining first quarter, 9-2 in favor of Jackson Center. So far, Cincinnati Christian has turned it over with regularity. And a few additional violations haven't been whistled. Outside the arc on the right, it's Meyer. Meyer goes right wing to Vanessa Winter, who's in now. Vanessa, 5'9", senior, excellent substitute off the bench, was very good in the sectional. Cameron Elkert left open, sizes up a three, missed it off the heel.
Yeah, she was terrific against Fort Loramie in that sectional final.
Sure was. Rebound down to Harris and Cincinnati Christian. Minute 38 to go first quarter. 9-2 Tigers. Harris throws left corner. Then it's entered Bestatzer to Edmonston, tries a half hook over Alicia Kessler, who's in her path, way short. Rebound Elkert. Good bounce pass to Meyer. Open look, 8-footer, 3-on-2 break. No good off the back rim. Rebound Cincinnati Christian. Minute 17 to go in the first quarter. 9-2 Tigers. Harris has the ball at midcourt. Bounces right corner to teammate Hannah Randall. Randall on the giddy up through the lane, then pitches it back out to Harris. Not sure we've seen Harris take more than one shot. She starts to drive through the paint. A lot of collision activity going on. Bodies fly all over the place. And it's ruled an offensive foul on Harris.
A little late, but I think it was the correct call.
She's averaging 10 a game, leading Cincinnati Christian in scoring. And it looks to me like, so far, Chuck, she's denied the outside shot, wants to take it to the basket. Tigers defended her very well. You know each team's got a solid scouting report on the other. Here's Winter in the lane. Right corner, Elkert for Jackson Center. Lobs that inside to Kessler. Ball stripped away. She got it back. Flipped it to Meyer on the arc. She hurls up a three. Short. Good rebound in the lane by Winter. That shot's blocked with a foul. Yep, Winter was smacked on the wrist. Two free throws for her. Tigers are getting offensive rebounds, leading 9-2, 31 seconds to go, first quarter.
Yeah, and that is the second foul on Edmonston, who has their only basket for Cincinnati Christian.
And you can tell Edmonston's got a nose for the goal at the offensive end, and she will have to sit down. Free throw by Winter is right on the money. 10-2, Jackson Center. Meyer comes to the sideline. The winner of this game will play the winner of Game 3, Tri-Village Cedarville, in a regional semifinal at 6:15 next Thursday at Vandalia Butler. We will not be webcasting Game 3 between those two, Cedarville and Tri-Village, but I'm sure Jackson Center will hang around if the Tigers do win to watch Game 3. The team victorious in that contest would be the Tigers' opponent next Thursday evening. Here's a little fadeaway shot in the lane by Statcher of Cincinnati Christian. It's off the mark, no good. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Reese down the floor for the Tigers, who are up 9. Down to 3 to play. Near side to Elkert. Quickly guns up a 3. It's strong and goes out of bounds in the corner as the period closes. Jackson Center, Cincinnati Christian, 11-2 on scores, broadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jackson Center leads Cincinnati Christian 9-2, or I should say 11-2. As we get set to start the second quarter, Rushi triumphant over Covington in game one here today. District title earned by the Buccaneers. Or I'm all mixed up.
We're going to call them the Raiders.
The Raiders. Yeah. They're both right on Route 48, just about, but their nicknames are not interchangeable, Jack. Big win for the Raiders over Covington. Fine, second half. Here's Cassie Meyer starting the second quarter, entering the lane, shoots it up, strong, no good. Rebound down to Cincinnati Christian's Harris, who bolts up the floor, swatted to the baseline, off of Tiger last. 11-2 Jackson Center.
Yeah, Cassie not shooting the ball. She's kind of trying to guide it. She just needs to relax. She's too good of a scorer to have this problem.
Tigers trying to make it Shelby County League team number two to enter regional play next Thursday at Butler. Inbounds below the rim, pass to Lyric Harris, and the 5'11 freshman gets a baby jumper to fall. It hit the back rim and cradled down through the net. Second bucket for Cincinnati Christian in 9 minutes, 11-4 Jackson Center. Reese on the arc, 25 feet away, Alicia Kessler skips it cross court to Winter. She tries a tray and nestles one in. Good looking shot by Vanessa Winter.
She is playing her best basketball at the right time for the Tigers.
Oh, she's been a serious shooter here late in the campaign and during the tournament. We had a fine bead on that three-pointer, looking down over her shoulder. It was online all the way. Here's a drive by Harris, and she steps into the paint. Is it a travel call or a foul in Jackson Center?
Yeah, it was on a reach. She stuck a hand in. She had nowhere to go.
Kennedy slapped down. Team foul four on Jackson Center. Three on Cincinnati Christian. 14-4 after the Winter triple. Well, you wouldn't think of Vanessa Winter, given her size, Chuck, as being such a marksman from long range. 5'11 senior can really shoot it. She likes that mid-range jumper as well as the three ball. Cincinnati Christian inbounds, and again, a couple collisions in the paint. Bodies fly, foul. Jackson Center again, the Tigers fifth. 6:44 to go, second quarter. The Cougars inbound the ball, and it's right into the hands of Cassie Meyer, who picks it off. She bolts the other way and gets a nudge in the back as she strides down the floor. That personal foul called against Hannah Randall of Cincinnati Christian.
Even though they have such a size differential between Reese and Harris, Reese is doing a real nice job of staying in front of her and not letting her get to the rim.
And the Cougars, despite being so sizable, Chuck, really have not used it well within 10 feet of the basket. Here's a drive by Winter across the lane, shovels it in traffic, short, off to the left, no good. Rebound Harris to the Cougars. She blazes a trail down the floor, baseline left to Allie Statzer, and the senior has the ball poked out of bounds. 6:21 to go, second quarter, Jackson Center 14, Cincinnati Christian 4. Inbounding, baseline right, is Randall in the corner to Harris. Picked up by Reese. Harris loops it cross court to the three-point shooter. Statzer, she doesn't take it. Instead, enters the paint. Leans in, line drive shot off the beneath side of the iron. Into the lap of Winter for Jackson Center. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Winter down the floor, near side to Reese. Reese on the dribble through the head of the key. Now to Cassie Meyer, 25 feet away. Near side, Cameron Elkert at the elbow now, doesn't shoot. Meyer on the arc, enters the lane. Left wing winner available, long three, short. Kennedy Reese follows and gets the rebound. To Elkert, right corner, Olivia Clark. Back to Cameron. 5:40 to go in the second. 14-4 Tigers. Elkert, right baseline, dumps it down to Clark. Double teamed, triple teamed, and a good takeaway from behind.
Wow.
Nice steal by Edmondson, who's on the floor with two fouls. Here comes Cincinnati Christian down the floor. Harris throws the ball left corner, and we've got a holding foul away from the action against Clark of Jackson Center. That's the Tigers' sixth. Cincinnati Christian inbounding left of the basket. Jackson Center up 10. Looking to play it in is Statzer. Statzer goes to Edmondson. She catches it 15 feet away. Tries to make a turnstile move around a Tiger defender. Might have dragged the pivot foot. Did attract contact. Did release the ball toward the rim and is the beneficiary of a two-shot foul.
Well, Jackson is fouling at an alarming rate here. They've already got 17 fouls.
5:19 to go, second quarter. Free throw, Cincinnati Christian by Edmondson is good. 14-5. Tigers lead is 9.
They're so offensively challenged that you don't want to have them going to the free throw line getting easy ones.
Well said. Second shot in. And you're right. Your adjective choice, alarming, accurate. 17 fouls by Jackson Center against the Cincinnati Christian team, which is averaging only 36 points a game on the year. Leading score at just 10. And the Tigers will be sending them to the line with a 1-1 the rest of the second quarter. Here's a long triple by Cassie Meyer. Way short, no good. Tigers outfight Cincinnati Christian for the rebound. And then Meyer got it. Hit a hop, step, and a jump into the lane. And the Cougars, like they've been a few times already in this game, get a mitt on the top of the leather, cause a tie-up. Arrow favors Cincinnati Christian. 14-6. The lead is 8 for the Tigers, but you sense that maybe a minor momentum shift is happening. Harris has got the ball 25 feet away. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Here's an off-balance drive by Statzer of Cincy Christian. It is no good from 10 feet away. Hit the rim twice. Into the lap of Clark. Outlet to Reese. Tigers need some offense this time down. Right corner winner, guarded by Harris. Interesting assignment there. Best player on the floor for Cincinnati Christian is challenging Vanessa Winter now. Elkert's got it left corner. Back to Winter. Back to Elkert. Straight away Meyer. Right wing Clark wanted to shoot the three out of nowhere. It got blocked by Harris. The Jackson Center recovers it. Triple winner, 25-footer, bullseye. Wow. Nobody at the Troy Gym, including Cincinnati Christian, Chuck, thought Winter would let it fly.
That was deep.
17-6 Tigers. Here's Harris down the lane, streaks to the basket, hits it on the run.
You need to step in front of that and take the charge. That should never happen down the lane like that. Too easy.
17-8, Jackson Center by 9, 3:33 to go here in the second quarter. Right corner, Olivia Clark, out high to Elkert. Elkert to Winter, almost shot it again. Goes to the foul line, bounce pass to Clark. Right corner, deep three, Elkert, and it rimmed, it popped out. Was down below the cylinder, and scramble for the rebound, tie up, jump. Who gets it this time? Tigers keep it. The Tigers ball, 3:15 to go in the second, leading by 9, 17-8.
Well, I would say they're settling for too many outside threes. Well, every time they've gone inside, they're getting shots blocked and tied up, so I'm not sure what the answer is.
The Cincinnati Christian team is extremely lengthy. 5'11", 5'11", 5'9". Cassie Meyer inbounding, left of the basket. Hits Winter in the lane, shot fake. Bounces to Kessler in close quarters. She fumbled it, then dribbled back out. To Reese to Meyer, 25 feet away. 3 minutes to go, first half, 17-8. Jackson Center. Right wing, it's Reese. Fakes left, goes right. Baseline around two
nice.
Men. To the rim, banked it. Oh, it hangs and drops off. Rebound inside by Kessler. And she's challenged in the paint. Flips it back out to Reese. Jumper, three-pointer off to the right. Rebound, Cincinnati Christian.
Not a good shot.
Here come the Cougars down 9, trying to put a dent in this deficit. Here is Statzer. Bolts into the middle of the floor. There's contact, and she received a nudge. Rather aggressive one. She was splattered to the hardwood. Foul again, Jackson Center. 1-1 for Cincinnati Christian, which has an opportunity here, last 2.5 minutes, second quarter, to capitalize and make hay at the free throw line. Foul shot rolls around and goes in. 17-9, Jackson Center's lead is 8. I think it was a 14-2 lead at one point for Jackson Center. Second foul shot, no. Rebound pulled down by Kessler of the Tigers. 7 of the last 10 points have been tallied by Cincinnati Christian. Here's Meyer, here's Kessler. Comes out to catch. That's Kristen Ware. Kristen, 44 in her back, gives it to Kennedy Reese. 4 on her back, down inside to Kessler. Pivots, missed the 6-footer, got the board, and was pounded on the arm. 2:13 to go, second quarter, 17-9, Jackson Center. 6'2 senior Alicia Kessler at the stripe. One of the several outstanding cogs on the Jackson Center volleyball team, and it certainly was a team, outstanding squad. State champs 2 years in a row in Division IV volleyball. Free throw is accurate by Kessler, 18-9 Jackson Center. Second one upcoming after 4, 5, 6 dribbles. She hits again. At Jackson Center and Rushi, girls both shooting free throws extremely well here today. 2 minutes to go, second quarter, 19-9, Tigers up 10. Right wing at Statzer, pulls up at the elbow. Feeds it back out to Randall. Left side to Harris. She strolls through the lane, around a couple Tigers. Pits it up on the back rim. It fell off. Rebound Harris, though, and she sticks it in. Head coach Jeff Reese of Jackson Center won an over-the-back call on the Cougars, but it wasn't made.
Well, she is one strong young lady and only a freshman.
19-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's the ball thrown to Kessler from Ware. She lost it, went and got it, side court. It looked like Harris might have fouled over the back on that last sequence, but she got the 2 points nonetheless. Minute 20 to go here in the second. Tigers up 8. Elkert on the arc. Bounce pass left side to Ware. She jacks up a long two-pointer. It rattles and stays in there. Big basket. Kristen Ware knocked one down. 21-11. Jackson Center's 10-point lead is restored. A minute to go, first half. Kennedy Reese guards Harris, 25 feet away. Right side throw to Randall. Left corner, Harris. Here's a long one, a 3-ball, short. Rebound dug off the floor by Cameron Elkert. Now to Meyer. Meyer on the hop. Left wing winner. Behind her to the trailer, Elkert. Now to Cassie, 40 seconds to go. Second quarter, 21-11 Tigers. Cassie Meyer on the dribble. Picked up 20 feet away by Tori Binden, a 5'6 freshman. The Cincinnati Christian team plays a 2 or 3 freshman quite a bit. Down to 21 seconds to go, first half. Kessler catches, top of the key. Bounce pass left side to Ware, down inside to Reese, who peeled off a screen, didn't shoot it among the bigs with 13 to go. Instead, fed it back out to Meyer. 9 remaining. Cassie fakes right, goes left. On the bounce into the lane, and she meets resistance. Tied up. Boy, Cincinnati Christian has been effective at bottling up the Tigers below the foul stripe. It's ruled a jump.
Well, she lost the ball going down the lane, and that got her tied up down there.
Cougars possession, 5 seconds to go. Here's Harris motoring down the floor, gives it up to the three-point shooter. A long one by Statzer. No good. Too hard. And the first half closes. But the Jackson Center Tigers, much like the Rushi Raiders in game one, performing outstanding basketball at the defensive end. Only 21 points to show for Jackson Center's offensive effort through the first two quarters. But the Tigers, thanks to strong D, lead it by 10, 21-11 over the offensively challenged Cincinnati Christian Cougars. Rushi won the first game of the day, 42-28 over Covington. Rushi will play the Minster Upper Soda Valley winner. That game's at Wapak tonight. That regional semifinal is next Thursday at 8. The winner of game 2, Jackson Center, or Cincinnati Christian. The one we're webcasting at the moment will play the team victorious in Game 3, Tri-Village Cedarville, in the other regional semifinal next Thursday at 6:15 at Vandalia Butler. Halftime here at Troy, girls D4 district title game, Jackson Center 21, Cincinnati Christian 11, on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mark. Markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Wachuk here at Troy. Our second girls D4 district championship game here today. Rushi won the first one, 42-28 over Covington. Jackson Center in front by 10, 21-11 over Cincinnati Christian in game two here at the half, which is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, what do the numbers look like?
Well, neither team shooting the ball well at all. Jackson Center, 6 of 26 from the floor, 23%. Made 3 of 12 threes. I think that's too many threes for them to attempt. 25%, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. There's a bright spot. 4 of 15 for Cincinnati Christian, 26%. They were 0 of 2 on threes, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Jackson has a 9-1 offensive rebounding advantage and 20-12 rebounding advantage for the game. Cincinnati Christian turned the ball over 6 times. Jackson turned it over 3 times. Of their 6 baskets, 5 of them were assisted on, so that's a bright spot. These 10-0 bench scoring advantage for Jackson and 9-2 on second chance points. There's your difference right there in the score. Cincinnati Christian led by Lyric Harris with 6. They got 4 from Grace Edmonston and 1 from Statzer. They scored 2 and 9, 11 for the half. Jackson led by Vanessa Winter off the bench again. She had 8. They got 5 from Cameron Elkert. Then they got 2 each from Ware and Kessler and Clark and Reese. They scored 11 and 10. Lead it 21-11 at the half.
You know, Chuck, Cincinnati Christian has averaged well under 40 points a game all year long. Jackson Center is not at 40 either. Tigers get it done with very good defense. They spread the scoring around offensively. And at times, Jackson Center will get hot. It's a streaky shooting club. Only 21 points for the orange and black through the first two quarters. But like the Rushi girls earlier today, very solid defense. Again, the one remark we might make, Tigers have got to lay off the fouls.
Well, yeah, they've got, let's see, let me look at the personal fouls. They've got, the only one that has 2 is Clark. And almost everybody else that played except for Hickey has 1. So, you know, they ended up with 8. Nobody in foul trouble, so that's going to help them out in the second half, at least there. But They've got to they're being weak with the basketball right now, and a lot of these they only had three turnovers, but they probably had six held balls, and
yes.
that is every other time that's a turnover.
Exactly. To piggyback what you said earlier, Cincinnati Christian's best offense it may very well be getting to the free throw line, and the Tigers simply have to avoid letting that happen.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they went there four times, made three of them. Jackson made all six of theirs in the first half.
About 4.5 minutes away from the start of the second half. Jackson Center Tigers back on the floor. Cincinnati Christian yet to appear. Orange and black leads 21-11. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Don't miss out on big savings on high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. High quality furniture priced just right. For your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more, that's Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Again, on the web, goffneyfurniture.com. Take advantage of coupons available for price reductions. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Cincinnati Christian returning to the floor about a minute 30, about a minute 30 away from the start of the third quarter. Jackson Center up 10, 21-11. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by Local Equipment in Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success among Shelby County student-athletes. And Local Equipment has done that since our start here on Scores Broadcast 11 years ago, and we appreciate Local Equipment, a founding partner sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Several seniors, outstanding student-athletes on this Jackson Center team, members of the state volleyball championship squads the last 2 years, state Final Four a year ago in basketball, and, of course, members of this hoops team as well. Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware, seniors at Jackson Center. They will be missed. They're under the spotlight here today thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
We'll come back to that. They're getting ready to tip.
Jackson Center Tigers ahead by 10. Momentarily, we'll hear from Local Equipment. Tiger possession, far side of the floor. Jackson Center, the road, black, white numerals outlined in orange. Orange numbers with white piping. Cincinnati Christian Cougars, white from top to bottom, blue numerals. And a blue CC on the front. A weave out front. It is passed on the play from Ware to Elkert, who looks down inside for Ware. She's not open. Cameron gives it up, foul line extended right to Cassie Meyer. Now here's Clark at 17 feet. Goes to the foul line, doesn't shoot. Back to Meyer. Cincinnati Christian packing it in, daring Jackson Center to shoot the ball from the perimeter. Here's Clark 20 feet away. Coming out to catch is Ware at the elbow on the left. Down to 7:20 to go here in the third quarter. Tigers have worked 40 seconds off the clock. Here's a deep three left side to Cameron Elkert. She's got it. Good skip pass cross court to Kennedy Reese. Elkert got a screen, a clean look, and Jackson Center's got its biggest spread, 24-11. A minute gone here in the third. Another foul by the Tigers.
I thought they were going to call that on Clark. I think that's going to be her third.
As the player for Cincinnati Christian got tripped, it was Randall who was exploding across the lane. Down she went. Baseline, right of the rim. Cincinnati Christian throws into Harris right in front. Dropped it, got it back, and that's an easy one for Lyric Harris, the 5'11 freshman. 24-13. The lead is 11 for Jackson Center. Here's Kennedy Reese, left side to Elkert on the arc. Elkert goes to Clark, high post. Foul line extended right, it's Ware. Tigers able to run their offense from about 18 feet on in. Cincinnati Christian defending with virtually four or five in the lane. Reese, Ware. Ware, 17 feet out, fakes left, goes right. Deep right corner three, but Cassie Meyer didn't catch rim. No, it was Clark who shot it, airballed it, and it landed right in the lap of Tori Binden.
If you're going to work the ball that long, that is not the shot you want to get at the end of it.
No. Randall's got it outside the arc, near wing. It's Harris. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Tigers up 11. Cross court skip pass to Edmonston. She throws it cross court to Binden. Cincinnati Christian pitching it around the arc, not attempting to penetrate at the moment. Harris guarded by Reese. Interesting assignment by head coach Jeff Reese. Pinning Kennedy on the tall 5'11 Lyric Harris. Here's a jump shot inside the three-point line. Right flank is good. Tori Binden connects. 24-15 as Cincinnati Christian pumps in four straight. It's a nine-point game, 5:28 to go, third quarter. Cassie Meyer, 25 feet out, goes Ware, top of the circle. Hits Clark, who faked coming outside, caught it going to the rim. And then her shot is blocked down inside, and it, once more it's ruled a jump. Arrow favors the Cougars.
I think it was a blocked shot, but they didn't have enough control of it to make that a held ball.
Nearly 3 minutes gone here in the third. Harris up the floor for Cincinnati Christian. Throws to Binden, deep left corner. Cougars looking for their fifth and sixth straight points here. Fumbled ball, gotten back. Here's a drive, awkward in the lane. To the rim goes Binden. Missed it, it trickled off. And bodies fly. It's not an offensive foul. It's a defensive one. Tell you what, the Tigers haven't gotten the benefit of many foul calls in this game.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say that was a bad call, but it was about 14 seconds after it happened.
Well, Cameron Elkert got really smacked in the midsection. She's shaken up. 4:57 remaining here in the third quarter, 24-15 in favor of Jackson Center. In the act of shooting was the young lady, Statzer, who was penetrating the paint. Her free throw missed the front rim short by about a foot and a half.
That wouldn't have been good when they put the baskets down at Fairlawn to play with the little kids at halftime. That would have been short.
3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. That free throw did catch the front rim. Rebound jerked down by Ware of Jackson Center. Tigers up 9, 4:50 to go, third quarter. Need a bucket right here. Elkert on the arc, trying to shake off being plastered while playing defense on the last sequence down the floor. Here's Kennedy Reese inside the three-point line for Jackson Center. Good look from 18. Off the mark, though. Rebound, Cougars. Strolling down the floor comes Statzer. All the way to the rack around Kessler. Overshot it, no good. Rebound tip, Kessler controls. Cincinnati Christian missed a chance right there. 4:20 left in the third.
Jackson, their last three times, they got the wrong people shooting the basketball.
Exactly. Here's Reese. Now Ware coming out to get it. Kessler 18 feet away. Ball high overhead. Peers down inside. Goes to Kennedy Reese on the arc. Lobs it cross court to Meyer. Goes baseline around Vinden. Hand off to Kessler. Little six-footer is banked in.
Yeah, nice play right there.
Cassie Meyer, eyes in the back of her head.
Two seniors doing the right thing right there.
A tremendous feed off on that play, but Cassie, she set it all up. Baseline penetration. 3:45 to go. Third quarter, 26-15, Jackson Center. Deep in the right corner, it is Allie Statzer. Faked right, went left. Contact way out on the three-point line. Jackson Center player went down in the person of Kristen Ware, but the foul call was against her, I think.
No, they called a kick.
Oh, no foul.
Nope.
Intentional boot by the Tigers. Ball fed into the left corner. Cincinnati Christian airs out a three. It rims around, and goes in. Good-looking shot. A long ranger by Hannah Randall.
Well, you know a kid doesn't expect to make it when she puts her hands up like Rocky when it goes in.
She was excited. It twirled around the iron a few times, then spun down through the cylinder. 8-point game. Here's Jackson Center. A runner baseline right by Winter. Way short. Might have been deflected. It was altered at least. Rebound down to Harris of Cincinnati Christian. Gives it up to Randall. Straddles the arc. This one is an air ball. Rebound down to Cassie Meyer. 3 minutes to go in the third. Tigers up 8. 3-on-2 break. Cassie pulls up. Leaves it for Kessler. 8-foot banker. Got it. And a foul. Cassie Meyer with two terrific room service feeds for Alicia Kessler, who scores straight goals for the Tigers.
The six baskets they scored in the first half, five had it, were off assists. So they're playing well in that part of the game.
And Jackson Center leads by 10 again, 28-18. Kessler, free throw line, shoots it and makes it. Jackson Center girls, Rushi girls, razor sharp at the free throw line here today, and that makes a difference, a big difference, as the Fairlawn boys found out last night. Timeout, Cincinnati Christian, down 11 are the Cougars to the Tigers. 2:48 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Well, Cincinnati Christian crept with an 8, Chuck, had a shot to cut it to 6, didn't. And Cassie Meyer and Alicia Kessler have come to the rescue for the Tigers here in the middle part of the third quarter. Two fine assists by Cassie to Alicia Kessler, who's made the passes pay off with buckets. And it's a double-digit advantage once again for the Tigers, 29-18. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. And here's a Cincinnati Christian player rolling on the floor. Chuck, she slid 3 or 4 feet. That's got to be a walk, and it wasn't called.
If it wasn't a walk, then they had to call a travel, or they had to call a foul. Had to be one or the other.
Exactly. 2.5 to go. Here's Cincinnati Christian holding on to the ball. 25 feet away on the right, it's Edmondson. She darts into the paint. Kessler sticks her hands in the air, then drops them down ever so slightly and gets called for a two-shot foul. Well, that's one thing that the Tigers can really learn from this game if they survive this contest and play again on Thursday against Tri-Village or Cedarville. When defending, keep those arms straight up in the air because the official will call you on it if you drop them ever so slightly, even if the offensive player initiates the contact.
Yeah, exactly.
And both free throws are blown, each one short by Cincinnati Christian. The rebound down to Cassie Meyer. Tigers up 11 over 2 to play third quarter. A weave to Reese 30 feet out. One team foul on Cincinnati Christian, three on Jackson Center. Deep right corner, it's Winter. Into the lane to Kessler. Here's a double down by Cincinnati Christian, which claws it loose. Elkert picks it up and shoots the 10-footer. It bounces around and comes off. Here's a rebound low on the left by the Cougars, knocked out by Jackson Center.
Actually, lucky they didn't get a foul right there.
Yes.
Winter stuck a hand in there, and that easily could have been called a foul.
It surely could have. Here comes Harris to midcourt for Cincinnati Christian. Tigers rolled out to a 14-2 lead. Cincinnati Christian has whittled it back down to 8 a couple of times. In the post, here's a turnaround 8-footer. A low line drive shot by Edmonston. Really didn't have a chance to go in. It zipped off the rim and sprayed into the corner. Elkert got it, came down the floor for Jackson Center, launched a quick three off the flange, no good. Rebound Cassie Meyer into Kessler in the post, back of the hoop. On the arc to Elkert, near side to Reese. Big possession here, Winter out of the left corner, no good off the flange. 29-18 Tigers. Here come the Cougars down the floor, a minute 12 to go, third quarter. That's got to be an offensive foul. Yep, it is. Harris bullied her way into the lane. Set up down inside was Cassie Meyer. Boy, she took the brunt of big-time contact. Offensive call against the Cougars.
I tell you, what was impressive, though, is she still made that shot.
Did it go in?
Yes.
And Cassie Meyer got up in a jiffy.
Yep.
Boy, she was flattened. 11-point lead, Tigers. A minute to go, third quarter. On the arc, it's Winter. Winter hands off to Cassie Meyer. She's in a crowd. Now finds freedom, goes below the foul line. Nearly tied up. There's a reach-in foul against Cincinnati Christian as Cassie was being held. Foul against Tori Binden of the Cougars. 52.5 to go here in the third quarter. Baseline right, Cassie Meyer set to throw in. Meyer hanging on, looking, trying to find somebody in the paint. Then throws it way out high to Kessler. She leaps to stab it. Drops it off to a teammate, deflected into the hands of a Cougar. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Cincinnati Christian, 18 points in nearly 24 minutes. On the arc straightaway, it is Binden, near side Harris. Gets a screen from Binden, jacks up the long deuce. It's bouncing all around, hit the rim. I'm not exaggerating. Five times, six times,
yep,
Chuck,
yep.
And went in. It was a 19-footer just inside the long line. Friendly roll for Harris. 29-20. Jackson Center up 9 with 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tigers need a hoop here. Kennedy Reese on top to Elkert. She jacks up the high arching three ball. Might have been deflected. Cassie Meyer tries to save. Can't do below the rim. Out of bounds to Cincy Christian with 3.2 to go in the third. Here comes Harrison backcourt. She's at the midline with two. Fires are running, 45-footer off the side of the backboard, no good. Three quarters in the books. Jackson Center Tigers lead Cincinnati Christian in a girls' D4 district title game, 29-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Attention veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282, 498-7282. Get connected to your VA benefits, veterans and surviving spouses. and make a call to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 498-7282. Here's Cameron Elker with a big three to start the fourth quarter, and she nails a long one. Extreme right corner, that's a big goal, gives the Tigers more breathing room, up a dozen. 30 seconds gone in period number four. 32-20 Tigers. Cameron Elkert suffered a big blow in the third quarter. She was plowed into. She looks good now. In fact, she makes a steal. Cameron down the floor to Winter. Winter to Meyer in the corner. On top to Cameron again. Here's a three try. Look out. Got it. Wow, is she hot. When she feels it, it's going in.
Yeah, I mean, she has to have some room because she got kind of a slow release. But, boy, could she make threes.
35-20, Tigers' biggest cushion, 15. Here's a baseline drive by the Cougars, foul, as the Tigers got there late. Jackson Center, just like that, has opened up a 15-point spread.
Well, at 9 at the quarter, if Cincinnati Christian would have scored, that would have really started putting pressure on them.
Yep, sure would have. Inbounded by Cincinnati Christian. Short shot, but Statzer missed it. Harris got the rebound, though. Flips it onto the arc to a teammate. It's handled there by Randall, but a mishandle. A steal by Jackson Center, and then it's taken right back by Harris of Cincinnati Christian. She scurries down the floor, then pulls up. Feeds Edmonston, who bolts down the lane. There's a nifty drive with the left hand all the way to the rack for two. Good-looking offensive player.
Yeah, she is, and I'll tell you what, also Harris, for as big as she is and a freshman, she handles the ball really well.
Yeah, I would expect Cincinnati Christian to be right back here in a district final game next year.
She's only going to get better, that's for sure.
Yeah, everybody returns except for one starter, Allie Statzer. The two best players, clearly Harris and Edmonston, underclassmen. 6 minutes to go in the game. Tigers up 13. Here's Winter carving out space in the lane. Baseline left to Reese. Arches up a 15-footer long. Rebound down to the Cougars. Harris in backcourt, up and over the timeline. Lyric between the rings, throws it away. Aired one out for Statzer. Left side of the floor, no one home. Well, Jackson Center, Chuck, has not had to play its best offensively, but has been pretty good at the defensive end.
They played very well defensively, and offensively, there are times where they struggle to score a lot of points.
Here's Reese, here's Kessler. Alicia Kessler sparks the offense when she's out there.
I agree.
Here's Kessler in the lane, and she tries to go up with a 7-footer, and again, Cincinnati Christian gets a big paw on the top of the leather. It's called a jump. That's a good call.
It is a good call, but at 6'2", if you don't bring the ball down around your waist, that's not going to happen.
Exactly. That shot's got to take place up above the head. Of course, the pass has got to be delivered up there as well. Here is Edmonston, a foul line J, a 17-foot fall away. Bingo! She's got it for the Cougars, who score four straight. A la Grace Edmonston. The 35-20 Jackson Center lead is 35-24 with 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Kennedy Reese through the paint. Cameron Elkert sizes up a three. It is no good. Hit the heel. Came down to Harris. Cassie Meyer ties her up. And the Tigers are the beneficiaries of this arrow.
That makes that about 11-1 now.
A second under five to go. Baseline Meyer to Reese in the left corner. Kennedy on top to Elkert. Thought about the three. Uh-oh, a high dribble. That's a violation.
Start throw pass. Nobody was there, and she held on to it. Either way, it was going to be a turnover.
I'd like to remind you about Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. High-tech computer solutions offered by Adam Rice, REISS. Remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. High quality computer service on time. Plus, Adam now offers an array of customized promotional items. Customized t-shirts, pens, mugs, and more. Call Adam Rice, 538-6948. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Foul called against Jackson Center. Inbound play, Cincinnati Christian. Christian Edmonston misses right in front. Good-looking pivot shot. Wouldn't go down. Jackson Center got the rebound. Here's Cassie Meyer sliding through the paint area. Tries to drop off a pass to Ware. And Cincinnati Christian spoils it, then the Tigers lose it out of bounds. This game not put away yet. Tigers with a streak of empty possessions now, still lead by 11. Last 4 points have been scored by Cincinnati Christian. Right wing at Statzer. Right corner Edmondson. They post up Harris on the inside. Good steal. Nice takeaway by Ware. She got a hand on the pass and raked it into her body. Threw it to Meyer. Out ahead to Reese. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers 35. Cincinnati Christian 24. Deep right corner Elkert. Left-hand dribble. Now to Winner. Outside the perimeter on the left, it's Reese. Baseline left Ware. Now back out to Reese. Three team fouls on Cincinnati Christian. Five on Jackson Center. Dribbling through the top of the key. Vanessa Winner. Winner hangs on. Now Elkert. Tigers' biggest lead, 15 points, 2 minutes ago. Elkert's got it. Right corner, Cassie Meyer. Fakes left, goes right. Good baseline drive all the way to the rack. Spun one up, no good, but drew the two-shot foul. Boy, Cassie saw a crease. She took advantage. Away she went. And the Cougars had to foul her to prevent a basket.
Well, just like in the first game, Heron didn't score till the fourth quarter from the free throw line, and Meyer looking for her first point of the game.
Isn't that amazing? These two clubs, Rushi and Jackson Center, the centerpiece players you perceive, and they really are.
Yeah.
Seniors Maria Heron, Cassie Meyer, yet first point drain just right there in a free throw, but Cassie, second one on the money as well. But Maria and Cassie do so many other things for their clubs.
They're now 9 for 9 from the free throw line in the game.
And Rushi missed, you can count on?
He missed three, I think.
Less than one hand, the number Rushi missed in the first
17
game.
17 of 21.
Wow. 17 of 21 for Rushi game one, 9 of 9 Jackson Center game two. At the free throw line, that is, 26 for 30?
Yeah, pretty good.
Timeout call by the Cougars, 3:17 to go. Jackson Center up 13 after two Cassie Meyer free throws on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business.
Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cougars inbound the ball to Edmondson. She's the go-to gal for Cincy Christian. She picked up her dribble 20 feet away, then makes a swan dive move toward the basket and throws it up off the top of the backboard. It landed up there, hit a couple supports, and then fell down through the rim.
That should be worth 5 points.
But it's ruled, of course, out of bounds. Yep. No points.
It's going to be worth none, but that was the hardest shot of the night.
3 minutes even to go in the game. Jackson Center up 13, 37-24. Deep in the right corner, it is Winner. Pulls it back out to Elkert. Straight away, passed up the three. That's one Cameron normally will shoot, but at this point in time, you milk clock.
Good choice. A good choice.
Four team fouls on the Cougars.
I think her dad might be a coach.
Elkert between the rings, hangs on. Right side pass, Kennedy Reese. Jackson Center spreads it. Reese on the dribble, 25 feet out. Elkert catches 20 feet away. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. On a weave to Ware. Now Reese, 2:20 to go in the fourth. 37-24 Jackson Center. Elker decides to shoot. Let's go a bomb. It is short, no good. Loose ball rebound off Cincinnati Christian in the corner.
Well, what an effort by Reese that time. I mean, she didn't get to the ball, but she caused the ball to bounce off the Cincinnati Christian player.
Sure did. Good hustle play by Kennedy Reese. Ball inbounded by Jackson Center, goes to Meyer. Meyer veers off into the left corner, thought about going baseline, and then stepped back out with it. Elkert at the elbow in the left. Meyer left flank, 2 minutes to go. Tigers have worked nearly a minute off the clock in this sequence. Right corner, it is Ware. Hand off to Reese, deep right corner. And she's on the left-hand bounce between the circles straight away. Cougar defender falls down. Deep right corner, it goes to Ware. Ware to Winner, runner, 10-footer rimmed and came out. Rebound in the lane, Jackson Center. Meyer is flattened to the floor. Foul called. Cincinnati Christian not on the shot.
Oh, well, I don't know what she was doing if she wasn't trying to get it up to the rim.
Or was she shooting? Well, Cassie went to the free throw line like, hey.
I wrote two circles down because that's how I would have seen it.
Tigers inbound, left of the rim. It's Meyer. Fifth team foul on Cincinnati Christian. Chuck, this possession has lasted an eternity. Almost 90 seconds have come off the clock. Here's a weave out high. Cameron Elkert sets a screen, and she's barreled into. Team foul six on the Cougars. With a minute 33 to go in the fourth, Jackson Center up 37-24. Cameron Elkert bounces to Winner at the timeline. Dribbles to the top of the key against Harris. 30 feet away on the right, it's Reese. Kennedy dribbles. 1:20 to go. Outside the arc, near wing, it is Ware with the ball, and she bear hugs it as Cincinnati Christian comes out and wraps her up. 1-1 for Kristen Ware of Jackson Center, which leads by 13 points, 37-24, a minute 23 to go. Chuck, is it safe to say that Jackson Center is in a regional semifinal?
They are. I mean, not that it makes any difference, but that was the fifth foul on Edmonston.
Next Thursday at 6:15, Jackson Center will play the winner of Game 3 here today at Troy, Tri-Village or Cedarville. 1-1 is missed by Jackson Center. Cincinnati Christian's got the ball. That's the first errant free throw by the Tigers in this game. 9 of 10 up to that point. And the best offensive player we've seen today for Cincinnati Christian has just fouled out. Here's a three-point try by Harris. No good. Air ball. Ball caught below the basket by Binden, who drops it in. 11-point game, 55 seconds to go. Reese up and over the timeline, and she is nudged. Well, our anchor underwriting sponsors today have been American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi on board with us since last March. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, thank you very much. ScoresBroadcast.com underwriting sponsors. Plus, Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney. Between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Timeout called by Cincinnati Christian after the second straight missed free throw by Jackson Center, which has not made two straight 1-1s, although the Tigers are still 9 of 11 in the game from the stripe, 46 ticks to go, 37-26 in favor of Jackson Center. Cincinnati Christian Statzer starts a drive, hands off to Binden, baseline left, and Cassie Meyer just pries the ball right away from her. Cassie into the forecourt with a half minute to go. Hand off to Kennedy Reese, to Meyer, who pulls it out. Tiger fans in unison stand down below. 20 seconds remaining. Hand off to Reese. Doesn't look like Cincinnati Christian will foul. That may very well do it. Reese to Meyer with 15 to play. Cross court it goes to Ware. Ware on the bounce. Pitches it back out to Cameron Elkert. 8 seconds remaining. Jackson Center will play the winner of Tri-Village Cedarville, which is played at 3 o'clock here at Troy today. The Tigers advance on to a regional semifinal at Vandalia Butler next Thursday at 6:15. It's Rushi against tonight's Minster Upper Soda Valley winner in the second game next Thursday at 8 o'clock. The Tigers victorious by 11, jumped on top 14-12 in the early going. Cincinnati Christian got it to 8 on a couple of occasions, at least one point with the ball down 8, missed. And that was as close as Cincinnati Christian could get it. Yep, the Jackson Center Tigers advanced out of 21-4 on the year. And the orange and black did it today, much like Rushi, with outstanding defense. Cincinnati Christian limited to 26 points in 32 minutes, and Rushi held Covington to 28 points and no second-half field goals today. Tigers advance on. It's been a fine run for these Jackson Center ladies. These superb seniors have won two state volleyball titles, went to the state Final Four last year in hoops, and are in the regional once again this year. Would like to repeat as regional champs for the second straight season. We'll take a couple commercial breaks, then return to wrap it up. The Tigers momentarily will receive their district championship hardware. Jackson Center 37, Cincinnati Christian 26. It's a final here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Fine victory for the Jackson Center Tigers here today, which beat a very tall Cincinnati Christian team, a club that was somewhat offensively challenged, but it is indeed a unit that I think could be right back here next year in a girls D4 district championship game. Cincinnati Christian closes out the year 11-15, 26 games, all but four or five of them against D3 schools. It was a D3 classified team a couple years ago. In fact, during the first 4 years of this head coach's tenure, Cincinnati Christian was a Division III team. It's a youthful club. Its two best players are back next season. But Jackson Center's clawing defense from the Lady Tigers today, Chuck, was just too much. Cincinnati Christian with, at best, what, a very choppy game offensively, no flow to it whatsoever.
Well, no, I mean, they were 11 of 29 from the floor. Only one of three shooting threes. They didn't shoot a lot of threes. Turned the ball over 13 times. On the other side, the thing that jumps out at me is a couple of things. Jackson outscored them 15-0 from their bench play, and they had 10 assists on 11 baskets.
Wow. And I bet Cassie Meyer had probably four or five of those.
Let me find her. She had four assists. Mm-hmm. Yep, she was terrific.
I remembered each one of those.
Yeah, you did. No, that was a nice win. Looking at the individual scoring, Harris led Cincinnati Christian with 10, and Edmondson had 8. On the other side, Cameron Elker had 14. Vanessa Winter came in and scored 8 all in the first half. Got them really going offensively there in that second quarter that got them their lead. And 7 points from Alicia Kessler off the bench. She was terrific, too. The Clancy's players of the game, Cameron Elkert and Vanessa Winter.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Yep, the Jackson Center Lady Tigers are receiving their district championship honors at the moment. Cassie Meyer preceded by Cameron Elkert. Tell you what, Chuck, Jackson Center has won now 13 of its last 14 games. Now, I don't care how strong the schedule is, how weak the schedule is. In high school basketball, you play in a competitive conference like the Shelby County League, and you win 13 of 14. Tigers had won 12 of 13 entering this game today. And Jackson Center has now won 13 of 14, 21 and 4 on the year. That breeds confidence, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're a confident team anyway because they went to Columbus last year. Mm-hmm. They won the mm-hmm. volleyball, like you said, state champions 2 years in a row. There is no lack of confidence in any of these young ladies out there playing for the Tigers. And I know that the next game is going to be who they play, but, you know, they're going to be competitive whichever team comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. And, again, Jackson Center gets so much spark off the bench. Inevitably, Alicia Kessler, Vanessa Winter, somebody comes in and immediately makes points. It happens virtually every single game.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's where they're at their best. They make free throws, and 15-0 bench scoring in this basketball
wow.
game.
There
an 11-point game. I mean, how do you beat that?
And again, Jackson Center shot free throws extremely well, like Rushi here today. The Tigers were a perfect, 9 for 9 until they missed their last two?
They missed, well, when the game was wrapped up, they missed the front end of a couple of one-on-ones. But
don't know if we'll have a chance to talk with head coach Jeff Reese. I doubt it, because the next 15, 20 minutes or so will be photo op time. It will be limited because there is a third game at 3 o'clock. But I'm sure head coach Jeff Reese will relish in the next a nearly half hour down on the floor with his Lady Tigers. In fact, there is a fantastic team photo being taken right now. All of the Lady Tigers wearing their medals around the necks and the trophy being held up right in front by two or three seniors. Jackson Center, as we noted during the halftime break, brought to you by LaCal Equipment, the student-athlete spotlight segment. That the 12th graders are Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware, all a part of two straight state volleyball championships and a group that went to the state Final Four in basketball a year ago. And they play with so much confidence. It's a team which is deep. The defense can get after you. And if you slough off on somebody, another player will... If you slough off on someone, that player will burn you. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You get the drift.
I knew exactly what you meant. And anytime you assist on 10 of 11 baskets in a game, that tells you what kind of a team it is.
Isn't that a good signal?
Mm.
Don't forget tonight, we've got boys action for you from Piqua. Tip-off at 7 on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com. It's 6:45. It's Fort Loramie and Rushi boys. Raiders have won 8 of the last 9 meetings between the two. During the 4 years in succession, Rushi won the Shelby County League Championship. The one lone victory in that stretch by Fort Loramie was last year in the sectional championship, 52-51. And those two clubs lock horns again tonight. It should be a sellout at Piqua.
Yeah, it will be.
Chuck, some pregame before the pregame observations from you about that contest tonight here right now.
Well, Rushi has the advantage. They run the ball well. I think that Loramie is going to have to try. They like to run too, but I think tonight they're going to have to maybe be a little more patient, a little more paced. They're going to have someone help Braun, because he's been carrying them recently offensively. They're going to have to get some help. They're going to have to get Burning into the lane. And on the other end, they're going to have to make sure that Daypore doesn't go crazy on him shooting threes, because that kid can really light it up. And they're going to have to keep it more of a half-court game because Rusey's going to try to speed this thing up completely tonight.
Tyler Siegel, an important weapon for the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Well, at 6'7", the kid should be able to have his way in the paint if they throw the ball down there to him. Because the biggest thing that Rusey's going to throw at him is if they guard him with Kearns, and that's a sophomore, and he's got some ability. But defensively, I think the advantage would have to go to Siegel if they throw it down there. And Austin Siegel has been playing his best basketball here at the end of the season.
The mental aspect of that confrontation, Rusey-Fort Loramie, the Raiders having won 8 of the last 9. Does that begin to wear on the opposition?
I think, you know, it could. If they hadn't won that sectional championship game last year,
okay.
That's all you do is Corey Britton. You say, yeah, okay, they won 8 in a row. But we won the one that really mattered last year, and we have every ability to win the one that matters again tonight. Because, I mean, I think it's going to be a war.
And the Redskins were ever so close in winning the game at Fort Loramie at the end of the regular season. In fact, several of those 8 defeats suffered by Fort Loramie to Rusey in the last 4 years have been very close encounters right down to the last minute or two. In fact, last season, the two games in the round-robin schedule before Fort Loramie beat Rusey in the tournament were a 4-pointer and a 3-pointer.
Right.
So Fort Loramie's been close. They haven't been out of very many at all, but Rusey has finished games better than have the Redskins, except for that sectional championship game last year.
Right, and that was one amazing basketball game last year. I would like to see the same thing happen again this year.
Well, 2 Shelby County League girls teams are in the D4 regional next Thursday at Vandalia Butler. Rusey won today over Covington by 14, and Jackson Center wins game 2. What was her final tally of the second game?
It was 11 points.
37-26. Yes, there you go. You said it just as I had it on the tip of my tongue. Your takeaways again from today, Rusey and Jackson Center.
Well, Rusey is a very talented team that has a tendency to get, you know, to foul a little bit, but at the same time they make free throws. If Maria Heron is not having a game, there are so many other people that step up. And
Tigers, in many respects, very, very similar.
Well, they are in that respect, but the Tigers have
depth.
8 and 9 girls they can go to, and Rusey very limited there. So, but I think both of them have a real shot at continuing at Vandalia next week.
We mentioned our anchor underwriting sponsors, our additional ones, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings, Frisch's in Sydney, what is your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. In Rusey, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, on board with us now for a year. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. And Primary Eye Care Associates in Troy, Sydney, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care. PrimaryEyeCare.org, that's the web address, PrimaryEyeCare.org. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items now available to you through Adams Tech Solutions. Mugs, pens, T-shirts, you name it, all can be customized by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Call him at 538-6948, 538-6948, and Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive in Anna as well. Enjoyed it, Chuck? Beautiful facility here at Troy.
Yeah, it is.
We have a perch about, 16, 17 rows up. Thank goodness it's not another 10 rows higher. Just about right.
It is about perfect. It really is.
Yeah, we are off the floor, not far back off the floor, not so far high up that we blind guys can't see the players very well. But great perch, good location. Thanks to Troy Athletic Director Dave Palmer for rolling out the red carpet, just like Chip Hare does at Pickwa High School, the AD there. Each rolls out the red carpet for scoresbroadcast.com come tournament time, and we thank them very much. And that's a benefit to you, the listeners, who are able to receive our webcast here on Scores Broadcast. Again, webcast time tonight, 6:45, Fort Loramie Rushi boys at Pickwa. Rhett Chish has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, our final scores here today. The Rushi Raiders defeat Covington 42-28 to earn a district championship title. And the Jackson Center Tigers knock off Cincinnati Christian 37-26 to earn a district championship title. This is Jack Kramer on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.